"I don't remember what happened to Gaskin," said Carrot, totally bewildered. "Who's Gaskin?"
"Before your time," mumbled Nobby. "He deflated a bit. Poor bugger. Could have happened to any of us."
He looked up and glared at Carrot.
"Now stop all this, you hear? It's getting on my nerves. Moonlight bloody chases, my bum."
He stalked along the street. Nobby's normal method of locomotion was a kind of sidle, and the combination of stalking and sidling at the same time created a strange effect, like a crab limping.
But, said Carrot, "in this book it says..." "I don't want to know from no book," growled Nobby.
Carrot looked utterly crestfallen.
"But it's the law," he began.
He was nearly terminally interrupted by an axe that whirred out of a low doorway beside him and bounced off the opposite wall. It was followed by sounds of splintering timber and breaking glass.
"Hey, Nobby," said Carrot urgently, "there's a fight going on."
Nobby glanced at the doorway.
"Of course there is," he said. "It's a dwarf bar, worst kind. You keep out of there, kid. Them little buggers like to trip you up and then kick 12 kinds of shit out of you. You come along a Nobby and he'll..."
He grabbed Carrot's tree trunk arm. It was like trying to tow a building. Carrot had gone pale.
"Dwarfs? Drinking? And fighting?" he said. "You bet," said Nobby. "All the time, and they use the kind of language I wouldn't even use to my own dear mother. You don't want to mix it with them. They're a poisonous bunch of..." "Don't go in there!"
No one knows why dwarfs, who at home in the mountains lead quiet, orderly lives, forget it all when they move to the big city. Something comes over even the most blameless iron ore miner and prompts him to wear chainmail all the time, carry an axe, change his name to something like Grabthroat Shin Kicker, and drink himself into surly oblivion. It's probably because they do live such quiet and orderly lives back home. After all, probably the first thing a young dwarf wants to do when he hits the big city after 70 years of working for his father at the bottom of a pit is have a big drink and then hit someone. The fight was one of those enjoyable dwarfish fights with about 100 participants and 150 alliances. The screams, oaths, and the ringing of axes on iron helmets mingled with the sounds of a drunken group by the fireplace who, another dwarfish custom, were singing about gold. Nobby bumped into the back of Carrot, who was watching the scene with horror.
"Look, it's like this every night in here," said Nobby. "Don't interfere. That's what the sergeant says. It's their ethnic folk ways or something. You don't go messing with ethnic folk ways." But,
Carrot stuttered,
"these are my people." "Sort of. It's shameful acting like this. What must everyone think?"
"We think they're mean little buggers," said Nobby. "Now come on."
But Carrot had waded into the scuffling mass. He cupped his hands around his mouth and bellowed something in a language Nobby didn't understand. Practically any language, including his native one, would have fitted that description, but in this case it was dwarfish.
"Grr duzg, grr duzg, ak zt ezem ke burk tsetsim?"
Literally, "Good day, good day. What is all of this that is going on here, in this place?" The fighting stopped. 100 bearded faces glared up at Carrot's stooped figure, their annoyance mingled with surprise. A battered tankard bounced off his breastplate. Carrot reached down and picked up a struggling figure without apparent effort.
"Juk rdzutzi rud edztudsa, hrdzud dezek drezhuk, huzu kruk budutuku gek, mek budtuduz, tibi kek tkirkis grtrukuk hektikt, abtuthuk."
"Listen, sunshine," literally, "the stare of the great hot eye in the sky whose fiery gaze penetrates the mouth of the cavern. I don't want to have to give anyone a smacking, so if you play butaduz with me..." Butaduz, a popular dwarfish game which consists of standing a few feet apart and throwing large rocks at one another's head. "I'll play butaduz with you, okay?" Literally, "all correctly beamed and propped." No dwarf had ever heard so many old tongue words from the mouth of anyone over 4 feet high. They were astonished. Carrot lowered the offending dwarf to the floor. There were tears in his eyes.
"You're dwarfs," he said. "Dwarfs shouldn't be acting like this. Look at you all.
"'Aren't you ashamed?'